In the privacy of the shielded captain's cabin, Gunnar rounded on Basil.
I ought to fry your kidneys for breakfast. Of all the stupid plots to get us tangled in.
It was important.
And you didn't bother to tell me?
We didn't have time, cousin. Truly, I would have told you.
But you didn't, Baz. We've been partners for years. You chose not to put yourself forward for captain. You wanted to work with me.
Of course, I did.
Wait. You know that the captain needs to be able to trust his second in command. You should have found a way, some way to give me warning.
I thought you'd act the innocent better if you were.
Basil, what did you just say?
I said I thought you'd act the innocent better if you were. And you did.
I might have done even better if I had known, cousin mine.
I'm sorry. I should have found a way. I will next time.
There's going to be a next time?
Not that I know of, but if.
Well then, what is the great secret we're hauling? Did they tell you why the Benignity wants them? Or did you just fall for a pretty woman in distress?
It's one of the stagehands, they said. He's not a criminal, they said, but he is a fugitive. They insisted he wasn't a thief or murderer, and beg sanctuary.
Gunnar sat up straight.
Sanctuary? That's a religious word. Did you speak to the person yourself?
Well, yes. I wanted to size him up. He's a quiet fellow. Older man, pleasant voice.
A con artist.
No, I don't think so. Not plausible and charming. I had the sense of someone like a scholar, maybe. The quietness wasn't fear or shyness, just the habitual quiet.
And he used the word sanctuary, or the woman did?
He did. I asked if he'd committed the crime, and he said no, but he had angered someone in power.
And you asked how?
Yes, and he didn't say. He said he wished sanctuary, not to spread rumors.
Right. So now we've had a Benignity diplomatic ship giving orders to a familiar station, and he thinks there won't be rumors.
I haven't talked to him since we came aboard. You want me to?
No. I want to see him myself, but not now. Now we have other work to do. For one thing, I don't want the security team to know the troop is aboard. Well, they're actors. They can pretend to be our crew. Brief them.
That's a great idea.
Meaning you had it first. Fine, just to be sure it's done thoroughly. At the same time, I don't want the troop having access to any of our critical information. See that our crew know that. And when you've straightened that out, find something for the security team to do. Not all dirty work. They didn't really ask to be here. And we don't want them angry with us.
Right.
I'll speak to... what's his name?
Simon. That's all he said.
Right. I'll speak to Simon 3 or 4 days from now. I don't want to make him obvious at this point. I don't know what's wrong with Falletta Station. I don't think much of a security team that didn't notice a bunch of actors and actresses, plus a whole stage set.
Well, they didn't exactly look like actors and stage sets. Remember, we had the best part of 2 hours. I wouldn't be the cargo master I am if I couldn't dismantle and reassemble big loads to fit into available space.
So, the flats you broke down...
No, that wouldn't have worked. We used them as is.
As is what?
Well, you know the crew's wreck compartment.
Of course.
It's got a little raised area, actually for the cross-connecting vent pipes. But it makes a little stage.
Yes, I know that. Wait. You mean you made it into a stage?
Yeah. They had scenery for more than one play, so we put up some of it and stored the rest in plain sight in the crew storage area. Now, that wouldn't do for the costumes or all the props or the light control panels.
Wait, I thought theaters had their own lighting.
They do, sort of. But many traveling troops bring their own extras. It's expensive stuff, and...
So, what did you do with the lighting?
I'll show you.
The tour that followed convinced Gunnar that his cousin was wasted in the Tarakian family business, as much talent as he had for it. The troop's stage lighting panels gave the shuttle bay better lighting than it had had since Old Fortune came out of the yards. And only by climbing up among the overheads would anyone discover that it was an addition.
The security team did compliment us on our safe lighting, said lots of ships tried to hide things in a half-dark compartment.
The costumes, bulky and spangled, were now on the programmable mannequins shipped by a famous fashion design firm, and the data cube in the container included those images.
It's only a copy. We have the original, so the shippers will never know. and security didn't know the mannequins are normally ship neutral. But they did comment that the costumes looked used, and I pointed out that they had already been through several runs, that the big shipping firm get the new stuff, and we're stuck carrying last year's trash to the smaller systems.
I see.
Gunnar was not surprised when Basil handed him a revised crew list that included an astonishing number of Tarakian relatives he'd never heard of before.
The Serrano Legacy, Against the Odds, is continued on the next CD.